אנחנו איתכם נמצאים בשיעור מספר 7.
We are in lesson number 7.
ששמו אורגים שמיכה של אהבה.
Titled Weaving a Blanket of Love.
ושוב אנחנו תמיד צריכים
And again, we should always begin from the beginning. The Creator created the will to receive. And broke it into many, many pieces. And we have to reconnect the pieces, even though by the breaking, the ego entered between us, and every desire thinks only of itself, and cannot think of anything else. And yet, we must look for a way to get closer to each other according to the same way it was before, which is according to the 10 who connect into one. Each of them of the 10 connects to another 10 and so forth. And that's how it works in this kind of pyramid. The more we connect in this way, we go through all kinds of changes until we begin to find ourselves connected in one system, which ties us from every direction, each one with everyone, which is truly 600,000 souls. It's not about a number, 600,000. It is far, far more than that. 600,000 is the initial number. Afterwards, it divided into more and more and more. And we connect. And that system where we connect is also called Adam. Not Adam Arishon, a system that was and broke, but Adam. Adam. The difference between the two systems is that in the system of Adam that we build and sustain, the power of the revelation of the Creator is 620 times stronger, 610 times stronger. It's also a number that is, it's meaningless, but the essence of the attainment of the Creator, His degree, His nature, all the thoughts, all the desires, everything there is in this upper force is revealed within the network of connections between us. And this is called weaving a blanket of love. We need to make precisions about the words. Love means that we are included with desires, with each other's desires, and we are willing to serve one another. I help you. I satisfy your desire, your deficiency, and you satisfy mine. In this way, we can be satisfied, filled up. No one can satisfy himself. It's the ego that separates us, and we become farther and farther away from filling. If we want to fill each other and not ourselves, it becomes fantastic. It is the result is something we don't even understand how it happens. It is kind of fashioned by itself. And everyone is filled with the sensation of the upper force, eternity, wholeness, knowledge, sensation. Everything is revealed in a way that it fills all of our kelim, our vessels. Not the small kelim we have today, our minds and hearts. It is rather our inclusive kelim on that degree of gard, it's called gard atzilut. It's something that we feel in this wholeness and eternity on the degree of the Creator. This is called weaving a blanket of love among us, in the connections between us. So, let's approach the lesson. Excerpt number one. Everything in reality, good or bad, and even the most harmful in the world, has a right to exist and must not be destroyed and eradicated from the world. We must keep everything. There's no such thing as this is harmful to us, this is wrong, we don't think so. We must keep everything, the bad and the good and everything. We must not even think that there is something in the world that should not be. This is how we have to relate to everything in the world, in a manner of keeping. Rather, we must only mend the things that we scrutinize that they are not good, harmful, broken, and reform those things, bring them back to the good. What are we talking about? We're talking only about the will to receive that works for its own benefit and by this becomes cancerous. And we want to turn it into working in order to bestow. And this way it connects to the other desires. And then we weave this blanket of love. This is excerpt number one. If someone wants to ask, write down questions. Number two. There is no light except for that which comes out of the darkness. Light cannot be revealed unless from within the darkness, meaning the darkness will come first. Bad, confusion. Bad is the feeling in the heart. Confusion is the sensation in the mind. We consist of mind and heart. A feeling and understanding. So, only out of confusions in the mind and terrible feelings in the heart that we don't want, don't agree, don't understand. We are confused, hateful, rejecting, you name it. Only out of these feelings. When do these feelings come? When we try to connect, to understand, to feel closer, but with our own strength. Why is it bad if I want to get closer to the friend, to hug him, and with him continue the connection between us, hug with others too? Why isn't it working out? How come when I want to understand something in the wisdom of Kabbalah, I get even worse confusions? Answer. It's because the Creator wants to be involved in this. He wants us to ask this of Him, to be close to one another and understand reality. Why? Because if we solve these problems, we will solve them on a very small, egoistic, and restricted level. So we discover that we can't get closer to each other, and we don't. We can't understand the system. And then, because we have no choice, as it is written, and the children of Israel sighed from the work, we turn to Him, we cry, we yell, and then He helps. But He helps. Meaning, in the end, the connection between us, the blanket of love, comes to us from Him. We can't connect and understand the types of connections that we should have. We can't. We can only learn that we are confused, don't understand, don't feel correctly, and turn to Him with helplessness. And then He who brings peace in His heaven will bring peace upon us. He created the kli, the vessel. He broke the kli. And He will correct it. As it is written, the merciful one will build for us the broken hut of David. Number two. There is no light except for that which comes out of the darkness. Because when that side surrenders, the Creator rises above and His glory grows. Also, there is no holy work, spiritual work, except from within the darkness. Only from within the darkness. And there is no good except from that which comes from within the bad. There cannot be good just like that. When a person enters a bad way and leaves it, the Creator rises in His glory, because then we scrutinize Him out of the darkness. The Creator is that entire system that is revealed more. And therefore, the perfection of everything is good and bad together, and to later depart to the good, so that the good and the bad reveal and scrutinize one another, how light and darkness work together in this way, in the connection between them, and in oppositeness between them, like the socket and the plug, that with oppositeness they enter one another, and then out of the two of them, good emerges. And there is no good except for that which comes out of the bad. And that good, in that good, the glory of the Creator increases. And this is complete work. So in the end, we used all the good and all the bad, and everything ends in the good, in the revelation of the Creator within us. Write down questions and scrutinize onward.
מספר 3.
Excerpt number 3.
אלו אנשים.
Those people who agree to unite into a single group that engages in love of friends is because each of them feels that they have one desire that can unite all of their views so as to receive the strength of love of others. There is such a possibility. There is a famous maxim by our sages, as their faces differ, their views differ. Thus, those people who agreed among them to unite into a single group understood that there isn't such a great distance between their views. Rather, they discover the necessity of love, of work on love of others, meaning the farther we are from one another. But we have no choice. We have something in common between us that is more important: attainment of the Creator. So even though we disrespect one another, hate one another, do you remember the disciples of Rabbi Shimon and what they wanted to do? They wanted to kill one another. It doesn't matter. We go on together. I hear from all kinds of groups, yeah, but this is wrong. Look at his behavior. Look at what she says. The goal is important. So we don't pay attention to how beastly we are. Rather, we go together toward the goal. And these contradictions between us, to the point that it becomes like the disciples of Rabbi Shimon, if we merit such a state where we want to kill each other. And on top of these relationships, we will reveal love. So, if each and everyone, for the sake of the goal, gradually becomes able to make concessions for the sake of the friend, around this they can unite, and then the Creator will be revealed in them. Write down questions, and we're moving on.
Inyan Ahava.
Excerpt number 4. In the matter of love, it is done through this slogan: buy yourself a friend. It sounds cheap. How much should I pay you so you will be my friend? Because you buy a friend. What kind of a group is it where everyone buys one another? The thing is that through actions that we relate to one another, by this one buys one's friend's heart. Meaning, I understand that I don't love the friend. I have nothing good toward him. I should precisely behave well toward him, even buy him presents. Because even if he sees that his friend's heart is like a stone, it is no excuse. If he feels that he is suitable for being his friend in the work of attaining the Creator, then he must buy him through actions. If I can't achieve the Creator without Him, then what difference is it what kind of relationship we have? What's important is the attainment of the Creator that covers all those childish calculations. And then, as Rabash says, you have to give him gifts. Each gift that he gives to his friend is like a bullet that makes a hollow in the stone. And although the first bullet only scratches the stone, the second bullet that hits the same place, meaning it was aiming at the same target, the same friend, creates a crack. The third one creates a hole. And through the bullets that he keeps shooting, the hole grows and becomes a hollow place, a space in his friend's heart. In this space that he created in his friend's heart, all the gifts accumulate and gather, and all the gifts become sparks of love until they gather into a big flame in the friend's space, hollow in the heart, and it becomes a flame. Because the difference between the spark that he had in the beginning and the flame is that first, before there is love, there is revealing outward, meaning revealing to all the nations that there is love burning within him, and the fire of love burns all the crimes that one meets along the way. In other words, if I have partners for attainment of the Creator, I don't care how they relate to me. And it's not important to me how I relate to them. We must increase connection, love, gift, anything that we can do, until it bursts and the fire of love burns. Write down questions. Number five. How is it possible to judge another person to the side of merit when his reason, his logic shows him, his intellect shows him, his friend's true face, that he hates me, I hate him? So, what can I tell myself? Why should I submit myself before him, buy him presents, do anything? The answer is that since he wishes to achieve dvikut, adhesion, with the Creator, which is called equivalence of form, meaning to be similar to the Creator, namely, not think of his own benefit. Thus, what is the meaning of subduing when I have to subdue or submit myself before the friend? The reason is that he must revoke his own worth, his self, my whole life. And I want only to live in a calculation of dvikut with the Creator, only, meaning only for the sake of others. So it turns out that the Creator sets up, arranges this friend to be in front of me in precisely the same way, same character, same qualities that I need to acquire in order to get to the Creator. It is called a helpmate against him. I look at the friends. I criticize each and every one of them. And it is true that if now I will arrange my relation toward them despite the criticism and despite the rejection of them, I arrange my relationship with them, it'll be the precise, my precise complementation toward the Creator. One squanders money, one is stingy, another is stupid. In short, all kinds of qualities I see in them, and the percentage that I notice in each and every one of them, it is all if I connect to them. By this, I correct my kli and discover the Creator. This is how it's arranged. This is why it's written that that the Creator brings a person to the good fate and says, take this. The Creator arranges for us the environment, the group. We didn't just find each other just like that. So this is how we have to accept it, that the Creator gave us this work. As much as I may hate the friend, not like him, I have to understand that if I reverse my opinion from negative to positive, precisely by this, I will equalize with the Creator. Write down questions.
Six.
Love of friends that is built on the basis of love of others, by which we can achieve love of the Creator, is the opposite of what is normally considered love of friends. In love of others does not mean that the friends should love me. They can treat me like they always did, with rejection, in all kinds of ways. But I must love them. So it doesn't matter if a friend gossips about me, and another one has totally no respect for me, and the third one doesn't even see me, etc. And they're whispering about me, and at least that's how it seems to me. It's not important. I have to understand that these friends are the Creator's actors. He sets them up this way toward me. He's also within me and makes me see them this way. But a person who wants to buy love of friends so as to achieve love of others, that person needs correction. So he will love others. Therefore, when a person makes an effort and judges a friend always to the side of merit, by this, he justifies the Creator and understands that the Creator gave him this work so as to get closer to him. And if he can't, he should ask. Pray. Speak to the Creator directly. Who did you give me? I can't get over that. They're so repulsive. They're so mean. They press all the wrong points in me. I can't stand them. So I ask the Creator, what you gave me is too hard. I can't be in this. Help me. It works. Once you ask, the Creator helps. He gives you some understanding, some feeling, a different one. And the friend grows worse. Why? Because he helped you. So now he has to also increase the other side. Otherwise, you will have no free choice. And this is how we advance. As long as there is connection with the Creator, and we make a partnership with Him. Mutual work. You can turn to Him with all the problems, with whatever you want. And do whatever you want. Try it out. He is loving and awaits our plea and is willing to partner with us. You have no closer, more faithful friend, more loyal friend than the Creator. Really, you can talk to Him just like with your closest friend.
Shiva.
Excerpt number 7. It is written in the Zohar, how good and how pleasant it is for brothers to also sit together. How good it is for brothers to sit together, for friends to sit together. Who are we talking about? These are the friends who sit together and are not separated from each other, but initially they seemed like people who are at war among them, who want to kill one another. Afterwards, they make an effort and correct the relationships between them to the point of love. The Creator says about them how good and how pleasant it is for brothers to also sit together. He is also together with them, and He listens to what they say and hugs them, all of them. And He is happy with them. Through all kinds of similar actions, we weave the blanket of love that covers all of us together. Now let's move on to questions, and then we'll see some more. We have more time. We have almost an hour. We have a lot of time. Let's go. Why don't you play something for us? Something strong.
La 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 la. Once again we gather as one man, once again below this mount of hate. You and I have done this all before, some would say it's fate. Look around, the newness to hold on. Now we meet again, but now our hearts are bent through the mist. Our eyes will crave the light in a common prayer. La 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 la. И когда горячие пески остановят караван во мгле, ты воды последние глотки принесешь ко мне. Не предашь, когда оставят все, заслонишь меня собой от беды. Мне не страшен стыд мой успех, когда рядом ты. מודים ואוהבים ובינינו יש מציאות רק החברים around the new day soon will dawn now we meet again but now our hearts are bare through the mist our eyes will greet the light in a common prayer la 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 la
Hi, Rav. My name is Jabari, and I'm from New Orleans, Louisiana. My question was regarding lesson 5, concerning our attitude towards darkness. I follow you on Twitter, too, and I believe you tweeted something along the lines once talking about how we should agitate the darkness. Can you elaborate on that, please?
ודאי, אם אנחנו רוצים להתקדם.
Of course, if we want to advance.
אנחנו גם דיברנו היום.
We also spoke today in the morning lesson. That there is light only out of the darkness. And if we want to advance, then we must awaken the darkness. Because to the extent that the bigger the darkness in all kinds of ways, the more we'll be able to reveal the light. We can't approach the light directly. We have to awaken. Well, it's like appetite. Before a meal, if you have no appetite, you can't eat. You can't take in anything. So we, as created beings, should see that we have a desire, that we have a darkness, that we have a passion. And the light, that's not a problem. It'll come. We think, where's the light? Where's the light? No. What we need is the deficiency, the darkness. It is written about the light, the whole earth is full of it. It is in complete rest. What we don't have is the lack, the deficiency. We should have such a deficiency that I will be able to cancel myself, relinquish everything, so as to connect with the friends. This is the problem. I don't feel like I have this burning in me that I have to connect to them. No. I feel rejection from connection. And that stops me on the way. The tiny rejection that between me and the friends, that's enough. Now I don't want to continue anymore. I'm fine stopping here. If I had a greater desire for the Creator, for godliness, for revelation, where I understand that only through connection with the friends I rise on top of this rejection. But I don't have it. Where do I buy the deficiency, the darkness, the desire? That's the most important. Don't think about the light. It's everywhere. That's the problem. So we must work among us, not on attaining the light, but on attaining the darkness. So each one will be warmed by their friends being greater than me. And each one will be angry about that, and they're getting to the goal, and what about me? And they start talking among themselves in such ways that I can't sit still. Envy, lust, and honor. Where are these stimulations that can come to me from the environment? And if the environment is so-and-so, they come to the lesson and they go home to work, to learn again. And this is how they continue. We need to finally start thinking about our deficiency. Not about the Creator, but the deficiency, the lack for Him. Because without the lack for Him, we won't discover Him. Along the way, we will need to resolve many problems between us, so as to have a connection between us that is correct for the perception of the Creator. I don't feel internal pressure. I have to do this. That I don't care. I'm willing to hug the friends. I look for how to create some connection between us so as to discover the Creator. Where do we get the deficiency? This is the problem. The deficiency, chisaron, depends on the society, the environment. The society should act out toward each and every friend to agitate them, each and every friend. So they'll think that everyone else is moving forward and he's behind. Use all of our qualities, our material qualities, envy, lust, and the desire for respect. Where are they? I feel like I don't care about anything. So let it be this way. Leave it that way. It's fine. I agree. What do you do? A person cannot deliver himself from imprisonment. Only the friends can. Think about how you do this. But that's the whole point. That we need to press on and succeed.
Please.
Yes, please.
Good evening, Rav. My name is Alina Fernandez. I'm originally from Cuba, but I'm living in Washington, D.C. right now. I am in CABU, graduate environment. And I'll do my best to pose the best question, the shortest best question. You just mentioned that we need coercion for love of others. What can we do in our 10 to encourage others to connect more? For example, a quick daily connection, quick meeting, a quick workshop. But encourage them, but without being too pushy. Is it okay to do coercion, to be consistently on top of them? I mean, I feel I'm too pushy sometimes.
Look, there are two things here. On one hand, it is good if the group decides to coerce itself, to obligate itself, to get closer mutually. On the other hand, this might evoke centrifugal opposite forces that will push us away, push us back. I have to gauge to what extent the importance of the Creator, the revelation of the Creator, nearness to the Creator are important to me so I can get closer to the friend. And not beyond that. Beyond that will cause rejection. So there are several ways to work here, either in a positive way or in a negative way, either in such a way that we add positive strength to one another, or the opposite, we awaken negative forces among us. We have to work on it. We will need to talk about it. I can't right now. It takes. You have to put together a whole lesson about it.
Thank you.
In other words, in how many ways can we get closer to each other from the negative side and from the positive side?
Thank you.
Yes, please.
Shalom Rav, shalom Dios a mí. Soy André de Santiago, Chile.
אנחנו פגשנו אותו.
We met him.
לפני שבוע.
A week ago, before the first congress, at the airport. He deliberately came to us. To JFK. We flew together to Monterey. We had the congress together. We returned here together. Now, soon we are finishing the congress. So the guy was in two congresses. And only then is he going back home. It's not like inspired by you or respect you. It's that I'm giving them an example that you can also do this. So don't take this to your own account. I don't want to spoil you.
Primero que todo quería avisar y contarle a todos que durante la cena pedimos por un amigo Rodolfo que le dieron dos infartos durante la cena, se fue al hospital y ya lo operaron y todo salió bien.
I just want to let everyone know that during the meal we asked for a prayer for a dear friend of us who had two strokes, two heart attacks on during the Congress, and he was taken to the hospital, and thank goodness the operation went very well, and the friend is doing very well.
Bueno, y respecto a esto, quería preguntarle qué es esta conexión que existe y que crea el clic que puede generar esto, esta recuperación, porque también decimos que todo está escrito y la pregunta es, bueno, ¿habría pasado lo mismo si que no hubiésemos pedido intención por él?
So what is this prayer that we put together, because it's also written that everything is already written. So the question is, would the outcome, would the result, the good result have happened without us elevating this prayer for the friend?
Lo yechol liyot.
No, impossible. There is no way that we can receive something before we ask correctly from the very bottom of our hearts, as hard as we can. There is no revelation of anything without the chisaron, without the lack. Because the sensation of the feeling should be with the right chisaron for the sensation of the feeling. So don't wait for the chisaron to be awakened in you from above. Because this is awakened through corruptions, through blows, through all kinds of bad situations from which you necessarily run away. As it is written, to some direction where a tiny spark shines from among the cracks. The Creator will have to awaken in you a chisaron in a very, very hard way, and you will want and cry and I don't know what you're going to do, and you will have such chisaron that you say, I'm better off dead than alive. Then he will be revealed. There can never be the revelation of the light if you haven't prepared the chisaron for it. Next.
So our prayer was heard in relation to that friend.
Specifically this friend? Yes, I heard about it a few hours ago, and I'm with you, yes. The prayer was heard, everything is fine. Thank God, he's a veteran friend. And we will try to constantly maintain the man. Next.
Hi, Rob. I'm a student at the CABU Graduate Environment. I live in New York. I'm originally from Turkey, and this question is coming from the group in Turkey. I'm asking on their behalf. So it's, I feel distant from the Creator, and I feel the darkness. But at the same time, I feel far from the group, and also the group is left in the darkness. So I throw myself to the group, but it's only for egoistic purposes. So the group can grow stronger, but then this egoistic act keeps going on and on. So am I like doing harm when I'm trying to do good?
Each one acts according to his own chisaron. If I still want what I have, I work according to the chisaron that I have. The Creator gives us a chisaron. Now, when I'm in a group, they work on me, I work on them. As a result, maybe a different desire awakens in me. I ask the Creator to set it up for me, to arrange it for me better, closer to bestowal, closer to the friends, closer to the light. And accordingly, I advance. Do you understand? There's a simple thing here. I am in the group. If my desire, my deficiency, my chisaron is small, I have to awaken the society, all the other nine friends, so they operate on me in all kinds of ways. So I will have a bigger chisaron for connection. We are kelim, vessels, desires, deficiencies. And I must come to such a chisaron for connection among them that will be congruent, that will be suitable for the light. The sorrow, the darkness, the pressure should match exactly the light that should be revealed. This is how it should be. So I work on it with my friends. And we have to constantly help each other out and awaken one another and constantly look. How can I make them want more? If they want more, they'll act on me and I'll want more. I can't do it on me, on myself. A person doesn't free himself from jail. When I think about saving them, they think about saving me. It's called help made against him. This is how we save ourselves. If they're passive, I sometimes see groups, I feel sorry for them, but what can I do? They come, they learn, they talk, everything's fine. They have a Shivat Chavirim, the Assembly of Friends, anything you want. But they're not influencing one another toward increasing the chisaron. So that's how time passes by. We must not agree with slumber, with being asleep. Another half a day, another day, another 2 days. We constantly press and press, and in the end, we move forward. Just don't agree. Don't accept. I don't want to forget that I am passive. I have to constantly beat myself up over being passive and not agree with it. Anything but saying, as if I have no power and that's the end of it. I should say 1,000 times, I'm powerless, I have no energy, no power, no power, but 1,000 times. And if that's not enough, another 1,000. And every time I say this, I'm actually raising man. I pinch the Creator. And it works. And we'll advance. We'll move forward. Yes, please. And in regards to the Turkey group, we have many representatives, but give them my regards. I have high respect for them. They really are very serious students. They're always on my screen.
Excerpt 6, the word judge stood out to me. And I was wondering if you could clarify what it means to judge the friend.
Shofet ze mikto mod chazak, mod rtsini.
A judge is a very strong and serious profession that we need. It's written, make for yourselves judges and officers and guards every step of the way. You have to do this. It's the right line, the left line. When you check all of your desires, all of your movements toward the friends, scrutinize them, judge them how you judge, and then try to judge them to the scale of merit, to the side of merit. Look at them, at how they appear, how they seem, and then relate to them as it's the Creator, it's not them. He's playing with you. As it is written, the Creator stands behind every friend. There is none else besides Him. So you are correcting your judge within until you become a good boy. That's it. No more women? No more questions? Everything's fine? Okay. Oh, there are? Yes, please.
Oh, hello, Rava. It's me again. And the question I have is about the will to bestow, the subject matter of the will to bestow. So I see that, you know, in the group and in the Congress, it's obvious that there's a, you know, we have a mutual desire to connect and unite and reveal the Creator, and the will to bestow should be in relation to this desire. But so my question is about, what about regular people who are dominated by corporal desires and come to me for the fulfillment of their corporal desires? What should my will to bestow be towards them?
Ordinary people on the street, we consider them like everyone else. We must not harm them, cheat them. We should treat them well, politely, and nothing else. What's the question? I lead a double life. There's the life where I'm connected to all the people in the world, and a life where I'm connected to people who, through the right connection to them, I discover the Creator. Those two groups are in front of me. And this is how I exist. I need both. But to people on the street, regular people, I relate to them in a kind of polite way, and that's the end of it. The maximum is I explain to them about the wisdom of Kabbalah in very general terms. It's also today. We must do that. But basically, to my students, to my disciples, my friends on the path, I relate to them differently, as it is written that I should relate to them. I should achieve such connection with them that the power of the connection and the type of connection will be as light. You know that there is no light between us. I'm just telling you, this is a secret, just between us. When we talk about light, no, there is no light. The type of connection between us, the kelim, the vessels, are special deficiencies. They bring us the sensation of the light. We also mark the light. The light of Chokhmah is the letter Yud. The light of wisdom is called Yud. Light of Chasadim, light of mercy, is the letter He. In other words, the light comes to us through the sensation in the kelim, in the vessels. There is no light. Let's say, right now, I can hear voices, sounds. But I'm not hearing sounds. Something went in there. It did something. In the end, what I feel are changes in me. Right? Say, my eardrum, or then afterwards, and beyond the eardrum, in my brain, I feel all kinds of changes in me, in the kli, in the vessel, to the extent that the kli moves, reacts to these phenomena. I call these phenomena of the reaction of the kli, light. The Creator too, Bore, is called Bore, come and see. He doesn't exist outside at all. Outside there's nothing. I come to such a sensation, impression, that I call that the Creator, Bore. Alright? Yes, please.
My name is Beverly Burdett, and I'm a graduate of the CABU. And these are my friends, Megalina and Elena. And I have a question from a friend in a group. And so when a friend is in a deep descent, and we want to reach out to lift that person up, is there a limit to how much we can share to uplift that person? And then can you please also define what dissent means?
קודם כל,
first of all,
לא לשכוח,
don't forget that there is none else besides him. And the Creator, he brought to you that situation. Friend who doesn't want to learn or doesn't want to talk to you, he shut himself at home, he doesn't want you to come over, no matter what happens. It's the Creator playing with you. First of all, it comes from the rule that in the world there is only one man, one person, which is me. And you don't exist. Do you know you don't exist? It's how the Creator depicts to me the environment that I am in, as if there are people here, men, women, all kinds of it's all in order to influence me. But in fact, it's all the Creator. There is none else besides him. So first, we have to relate in this way to what is happening. Why does it happen? Because by this, the Creator wants us to respond correctly. And by this, I will be more similar to him. So, we have to try with the friends and do all kinds of things. The friend doesn't want to come to the group. She doesn't want to talk to you anymore. Gently. Another step, and another step, and another step. It happens. Things happen. But still, try. The idea is not to leave. You want to try that she doesn't leave. You don't let go of her. Okay?
So can you please define what the scent means?
Yerida zot.
A descent is a descent in the importance of the goal, the importance of the Creator, the importance of the group. This is called a descent. But when I feel bad, that's not regarded as a descent. It may be the opposite. Meaning, a descent is a gauge. Like, it's the bottom gauge. Like in the stock market, the dollar went up or down. That's it. That's how spirituality is in me, in my eyes. It goes up or down? Only.
Okay.
What?
Thank you.
More?
Rob, James from Pennsylvania. And in this lesson number 8, you mentioned exalt the good and the bad. So my question is, Do we need to exhaust the good and the bad in the 10 in order to reach the correct prayer towards the Creator?
Yes, but you need to choose not the good and the bad, but rather what is the most effective to bring you to the Creator, as you put it. And it's not good or bad. It is the most effective thing. That's it. If, for example, it will help if we beat a friend up, we'll beat him up. If it helps if we give him a gift, we'll give him a gift. As long as we're advancing toward the Creator. There is no good or bad, but only we measure only with respect to the goal. Whatever promotes us toward the goal is good. What pushes us away is bad. This is how we measure, we check the means. So the means might be very unpleasant, but it's good because it promotes toward the goal. We should think about everything in a purposeful manner.
Thank you, Rob.
Brooklyn group. If you're working in with the in-group work and dissemination, and also involving ideology, and you have an inner conflict about how you think something's being done, where is the scrutiny between speaking out about it and then nullifying?
If it has to do with dissemination, with things that pertain not to inner work, but to external work, to external results, then we need to check them, maybe turn to experts, and not say, what can we do? I'll let it go so as to advance in spirituality. If, for example, it relates to dissemination, I need experts. If I write a book, I need experts in this, not necessarily from the group. People who will check and see, etc. We need to distinguish between spiritual relationships, meaning between us, where to the extent that we connect and relinquish ourselves, our egos, we annul ourselves, to that extent we get closer to the Creator. But there is work that pertains to the profession, to corporeal results, like texts, video clips, all kinds of stuff. Or maybe I didn't answer. Maybe I misunderstood the question.
Well, also in group work, like if you think like structure or framework is off according to what you know and understand, do you speak up or do you just nullify to what's going on?
You can discuss to what extent the framework is correct or not, of course. But we should check, first of all, if maybe it seems to you only within your ego that you want changes for the sake of your own ego. But of course, you need to scrutinize it. And after the group decides, you accept this decision wholeheartedly. Yes, please.
I'm Matthew from Arizona. Hello? Okay. First of all, I just want to say I love you very much, and I love B'nai Baruch. You guys have my heart here. I'm speechless.
Thank you.
Danlos syndrome. It's a connective tissue disease, which is very interesting when we're here. My body doesn't connect correctly, so it affects every system in the body from head to toe. And so it gives a lot of pain and a lot of issues, and I have never been able to fit in anywhere from school to wherever. I was never able to assimilate. I didn't even graduate high school because of it. My question is, I thought I remember hearing you saying that you can reach the higher, you can reach the Creator sometimes with, through pain. Some people have reached Him through pain. Since 91, I have something happened to me, and this fire almost killed me. I felt like I can hear Him from since then. But I come to places, and then people say, no, that can't be Him, that's not Him, that's not this. And I just wanted to find out if I have to change what I feel in order to assimilate in the group, or do I speak from what I know, and the only thing I know, and is that acceptable, and can I hear Him without the 10, because it came between me and Him. It wasn't, nobody was with me, it was a whole... So it's very confusing to me, saying you can only hear it from the 10, and it's confusing a friend of mine as well. So,
why do you have a question that you want to attain the Creator alone, on your own? Why alone?
I don't want to alone.
So what's the problem? That you don't have a group?
I say because it sounds differently from what you say, and it doesn't. It's, I believe I'm coming from a different angle.
No. Different from what I say, no. There is a group. If it's one of our groups, yes, is it one of our groups? It's one of the, it's a Bnei Baruch group, right? So you must accept what there is in the group with your eyes shut. Just with your eyes shut, just like that. And let's say that they are wrong. But the fact that you annulled yourself before them will help you accept the truth and receive it. So annul yourself.
So if I deny the voice that I'm hearing, that actually got me here and gave me one day notice or 2 day notice to come to Israel the first time I met you.
Your inner voice is the voice of a beast. No, it's a voice of a beast. It's a voice of your ego and nothing more. There cannot, it cannot be more. A person alone is the ego, or he annuls before the group, and then it's already the opposite of his ego. Because he canceled his ego by connecting to them. You have precisely the same state. Either I'm alone, egoistic, or I accept their opinion, whatever that opinion is. And then I become, I go above the ego. It's a beautiful example.
Even if you feel like you're laying your ego down, actually, and doing all the things you don't.
I don't want to talk about this anymore. I don't want to talk about this anymore. It's clear that this is how it should be. Good luck to you. You do this and you will succeed. Don't be stubborn.
Good evening, Rav. I'm Alona from Brooklyn. That's a question from Russia. It's in Russian. Как над отторжением, когда не хочешь даже слышать о товарище, который поступил по отношению к тебе несправедливо, начать взаимодействие и довести это до обоюдной любви между товарищами?
When a friend wrongs you and does something wrong to you, how do you rise above that negative sensation that results, and come to this fruitful collaborative state with him?
Как из этого негатива привести общение к позитиву?
How do you go from this negative communication to a positive one?
Лискор, лизахер.
Remember and keep in mind.
Лахзор.
Return. To that same known condition that there is none else besides Him and only the Creator does everything. Not the friend, no one else. In spiritual matters, I'm facing the Creator. And everything else that I feel that influences me, friends, no matter what, it is only a theater. This is what we learn according to the perception, the correct perception of reality. Good luck. That's it?
Well, no, we continue. This is actually...
You see, he stops me. He's the one who stops me.
No, in fact, you invited us to stay. We have a great evening coming.
If I don't speak, there's no reason for me to be here. I'm here only if I can talk. Okay, so what's next?
So, the question is, we heard from all of the friends all over the world, this Congress has been so eternal, so strong. And usually at the end of the day, in the evening, we have an evening. We all gather, we sing, we fill it with a lot of joy. But we want to make sure that we don't lose that internal tension, even in those events. We don't want them to be just entertainment. We want to maintain everything that we got in the Congress and somehow also add this layer of joy. Is there a thing we need to keep? I know Kabbalists, I don't know if they had cultural evenings, but we're going to have a Kabbalistic talk show after this, the first ever here. So it's a wonderful event. Friends are going to meet the friends in a new way. It's going to be singing. There's going to be a lot of different things that will also touch the heart. But how to stay in that?
Don't forget that behind every friend stands the Creator. And you see, if you see some external phenomenon, it is actually the upper force playing with you. So relate to it in a spiritual manner, internal, from the heart. It only seems to me like I can relate to such things, you know, just like that. It's okay, it's not so bad. Like we were taught to relate to one another. Maybe nicely, politely, in a civilized manner, educated. No, I relate to each one as the Creator playing with me. And it needn't decrease the joy or the simplicity or the open heart and enjoy. But together with the Creator, as it is written, a man and a woman, the Shekhinah, divinity, is between them. I hug the friend, I'm with him, and between us is the Creator, or at least behind the friend. Okay? Enjoy, good luck, be happy. Good luck.